B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
26 seasons of The Bachelor, Kara, and this is the first time this has ever happened.
Yeah, so Bachelor Clayton got rejected twice before the first rose ceremony. So the first woman, she was supposed to be getting married that weekend that she was there. Obviously, that relationship didn't work out.
Yeah,
and she still had some like past feelings, and she took herself basically out of the competition.
So she didn't even make it to the first date.
She didn't even make it, not even to the first introduction.
Right.
Then this other woman, Claire, she actually had like the most elaborate kind of setup for their first kind of little mini date,
mm-hmm.
and had like a tailgate and some chairs and cornhole and wings, and tried to make it, you know, kind of homey and stuff to get to know this guy. And it just did not work.
Not the vibe.
What?
No.
What do you mean?
I have a very, like, specific palate.
What's your palate?
He's 100% too nice for me. It was a catastrophe. I would eat him and spit him out.
So has that ever happened to you? I mean, it makes, you know, sometimes you go on the first date. If you think back to when you were dating, you go out on the first date and you can immediately tell This isn't going to work. There's something that they either say or something that they do.
You have such high hopes.
I mean, where do you even start, Kara?
I know. Well, the one that comes to top of mind was the gentleman that I met off of Tinder that came to our first date at my pool and showed up in a three-piece seersucker suit.
I remember
Didn't have a bathing suit, but a three-piece seersucker suit. I'm like, what is going on?
We were there, right, Tad? You and I were there?
We were at the pool, but we were here for the aftermath.
What, like, what was the explanation why you'd show up to a pool party in July in a seersucker suit?
I guess it was like Mother's Day weekend or something, and he said that he had just left his mom, like having brunch with his mom.
But your point was you could change.
You planned
you're coming
a date.
To a pool. You're, you know
exactly.
where you're going.
Or maybe his mom was like, honey, keep that on.
Yeah.
She'll love it.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's like when you're shopping with your wife, she goes, that shirt will be perfect. And it's like neon green and you wear it one night with the guys and they go, nice shirt. And you burn the shirt.
Burn the seersucker suit, dude.
Christina in Loganville, what happened on that first date that is just like failed to launch?
So I was on a date once where the guy had his like Bluetooth thing in his ear the whole time. And he was taking phone calls. throughout the dinner. And it was like I get it because he's like an important business guy or something. So he has to take these phone calls. But every time it was like, I would get interrupted in the middle of my sentence. His finger would go up, and it was like I was getting shushed at the table. And this happened like 10 times.
Okay, listen, I think that nobody will blame you for just the Bluetooth existing at all. That's a deal breaker right there. Like, I tell people when I see them in the hallways, like, I don't even want to work with you if you have one of those things in your ear. Like, how important are you, really? Put it in your pocket. When you get a call, put it in your ear.
Right.
It's just sort of like, I'm on the ready. Nobody walks around with their phone held up to their ear in case they get a call. So having that earpiece.
And who does that on a date? I mean, really? You can't be so busy that you can't, you know, not answer a phone for an hour.
You know those Bluetooth headset things that people walk around?
Yeah.
They pair very nicely with the Google Glass.
Right. I love to watch people put their AirPods in now. You know, it's just like such a little dainty, like, they're in my ears now.
No, she's not talking about AirPods. That's one thing. I'm talking about the one ear.
With the microphone.
And it's this giant.
Yeah, the executive assistant, like.
Right?
Yeah. The IT guy.
Yeah.
Come on, executive. Amy is on hold in Ackworth. We're talking about, like, the dating deal breaker you knew right away at 404-741-0985. She says her first date took her out to the middle of the woods and said something that made her wish cell phones had been invented.
Okay.
This morning we're talking about first date deal breakers. It didn't even make it past the first date. This is, of course, because The Bachelor, it just happened. I can't believe this. For the first time on The Bachelor, they've been doing this show for 26 seasons. Nobody has ever quit the show before the first rose.
We kind of had two girls do it on Monday night, too. It was crazy.
But do these two women, do their Instagram accounts get boosted and they get to endorse like these random weight loss products? And
probably.
Oh, my God, guys, you'll never.
We're talking about them, right?
Yep.
So, yeah. Mission accomplished. Kathy and Noonan, first date deal breaker?
He told me that every girl he's ever dated slept with his brother and that his mother was lazy.
Oh, my gosh.
And what was worse?
Definitely him telling that everyone slept with his brother. My first reaction was, so I guess I'm not meeting your brother.
Right.
Yeah. Or why don't we skip this date and see what the brother's got to offer?
Right.
Appreciate the call. Jennifer Brookhaven.
So I went on a first date with this guy who it was going pretty well and we were having a nice time. And then he started talking about how he had heard from his friend's father that, you know, jeans really weren't a classy thing to wear and they were beneath him. And so he just kind of threw them all out. He just failed to notice that I was wearing jeans.
Oh, man.
So I said, thank you very much, and walked out.
Yeah. Hey, dude, you look fantastic in those pleated khakis. Good for you. Congratulations.
Right?
First date deal breaker, Amy and Ackworth.
This was years ago before cell phones, so keep that in mind. I was in high school, and this guy asked me on a date, and he picked me up, and we went for a very nice hike. And in the middle of the woods, he stopped and started quoting scripture and told me that God told him that I was destined to be his wife.
Oh.
Good thing that he didn't say that God told him that you were going to be a sacrifice. That's what I was worried
Wowie.
About when you were telling that story.
No. And again, we were in the middle of the woods, no cell phone, so I had to quick make something up to get him to take me back home.
So y'all are married now, I assume?
Absolutely not. No, I
You're having an argument with your spouse about parenting, and you think you've lost the argument, and then, of all people, Cardi B confirms that you were right.
What?
I just caught this article about Cardi B. And she did Instagram stories mm-hmm. of her parenting.
Yeah.
She went through her routine of feeding a bottle to her kid.
Yeah.
Whether it's feeding with a bottle or breastfeeding, whatever it is, she says, you feed the baby. And then what do you do next after you're done feeding the baby?
Like, is this at night?
Whenever.
Whenever you feed a baby,
it's the same routine.
You burp the baby.
You burp the baby, right?
Every time.
For some reason, my wife missed that class. My sisters are younger than me. I remember burping them every time. You get a cloth, you put it on your shoulder, you pat them on the back, they spit up a little bit, and off they go running. But because my wife skips that part, our baby is like running around like a drunk college student, just spitting up all over the place.
Your baby runs around?
Well, don't get lost in the details, Drexel. The issue here, we were flying back and, you know, she spit up on me. And I was like, you know what? In the new year, let's start burping our baby.
Mm.
And Jessica was like, I know. And I was like, we're not doing it. We have to do it. And I'm like kind of whispering because we're on the plane. She's like, are we going to do this here? And I was like, we're only doing this because you refuse to acknowledge something that even Cardi B knows.
Right?
There's no arguing
there. There truly is no arguing. The only thing is, it's weird to the way you approach your spouse, but be it man or woman. Like, right. I guess I've never responded to like when my wife's like, you need to do something a different way or you're doing it wrong. You know what I mean? Like, has it ever tried to backdoor it a little bit? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, even if it was like, oh my gosh, you see this video of Cardi B? She's like feeding her kid and burping it. That's so strange. Like, we don't even do that. And then just like, and then
right.
you just leave it.
That would be smart.
Just leave
that
it.
Would
yeah,
be
yeah,
smart.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I do tiptoe around. I'm like, hey, I had an idea, you know, try to do that sort of thing. But this is such common knowledge. I was just blown away. She's like, you're going to do this right now? I'm like, do this right now. This is not something new. My sister that I talked about before that I burped is like 40. You know what I mean? I have to go because I have to go get spit up on all day and do laundry.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
724, we're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sun and clouds today with a high of 54. It's 44 now. Hawks in Sacramento tonight at 10. What else is going on, Kara?
Wouldn't it be incredible to kick off the new year with $500 million?
Wow.
It's possible. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is the ninth largest in the game's history. $610 million will be up for grabs. You walk away with a little over $434 million if you choose to take that lump sum. Now, this game has gone winnerless for the last 39 drawings, so your odds are not great.
No.
But turning $2 into $500 million isn't a bad way to start off the year. Speaking of trying to make a quick buck, do you remember a few months ago when we heard about the Nirvana baby suing the band 30 years after his photo was used on that Nevermind album cover?
Yes, he said he didn't give permission.
Well, his name is Spencer Eldon, and he's claiming that he's suffered lifelong damages because of it. But Monday, a judge granted a motion by the band to dismiss the suit. They said since he spent years profiting from his celebrity as being the self-appointed Nirvana baby, he's reenacted the photo many times and has even used it to pick up girls.
Ah!
And since he didn't respond to that motion from the band, the judge says this thing can be thrown out. So he's got till the end of next week to come up with a good excuse to keep this ball rolling.
How about the judge, who was probably a lawyer before, who went through 7 or 8 years of college and then had an esteemed law degree and career, and now is a judge, and this is what he has
right?
to deal
yeah.
with?
Worked his tail off for this.
How do you guys feel about going gray?
Man, I've been going since I was 22. Tad, I don't think you have a gray hair on your head.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
like,
you're
I went to my 20th college reunion and had friends looking at me being like, is this real? Are you?
Yeah.
And it's weird because people assume that I washed the gray out of my hair, but I just was blessed. However, when the time comes, bring that just for men right
now. Oh, yeah, for sure. A lady never shares her secrets, Tad, but you're going to do it?
When the time comes, yeah. I feel like. But there's a gray area where you can wash the gray out of your hair and it sort of blends with your face, but eventually your face, nobody believes it. You know what I mean? Like somebody looks at your face and is like, okay, your hair says you're 20, your face says you're 100.
Well, this has been a big topic lately, especially with the Sex and the City reboot. The first episode, they kind of really dive into going gray and all that stuff. Some people embrace it, others don't. Cher is one of those that says she is not strong enough to live without that hair dye. She told People magazine that going gray is fine for other girls. She's just not doing it ever. She's rocked that jet black hair since the 70s. So that might be like a more of a vanity thing to me.
Yeah. And Cher has the kind of money where her face is also 20 years
right.
old.
Well, totally. She could pull
She's
it off.
She's immortal.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So, Trina, you need forgiveness from your son, Eric, for what you said in your email, running him off at Christmas. What happened?
I think I was really just too harsh with his wife, Alyssa.
The mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, you know, that relationship is always tough. How do you think you upset her?
I make this rum cake, and it's very specific recipe, and I'm very particular about the quality of my ingredients.
Yes, as you should be. Nobody's going to fault you for that, Trina.
It makes a difference. It really does.
Yeah.
I needed to use the dark rum, you know, like a Gosling.
Right.
And she brought clear Bacardi.
That works for mojitos, but the rum cake, I'm not sure.
It just doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
So did you have to go back out and get a different rum, send her back out to the store?
Well, no. By the time that they were there at my house, it was too late and the liquor stores were closed.
Oh, so did you kind of lose it on her? Is that why? Did you yell at her?
Well, yeah, I did kind of lose it.
Oh.
I mean, you're really passionate about this rum cake.
Well, Drex, it's rum cake. If you've had rum cake, you can understand.
Well, it's the holidays, and everybody's stressed out and wants everything to be perfect.
It's delicious, and if done right, it'll get you a little tipsy.
I regret that I went off on her. Even though I was very specific and numerous times asked her if she understood, if she knew what I was asking for.
Right.
To not be right was just, it just pushed me.
Do you think, though, that your reaction warranted them leaving? Because they packed up and left, right?
They left. After now reflecting back on it, that's the only thing I can think of, because I didn't think that it would warrant them leaving.
So did your son or his wife mention anything about the cake and that's why they were leaving?
No, I asked them if it was about the rum cake specifically, because I don't know for sure why they left.
Well, I feel terrible. I mean, here you were trying to make a delicious rum cake, and you take it in the shorts, you know?
Well, it sounds like you may have been a little Chef Gordon Ramsay there, too.
All right, so let's...
I wouldn't go quite that far, but...
Give us a couple of minutes. We're going to try to get your son on the phone, and we'll see if we can get you forgiveness, okay?
Thank you.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Trina was making a rum cake, requires a specific dark rum. She told her daughter-in-law, make sure you get the Goslings, and the daughter-in-law brings the clear Bacardi stuff. No good. She kind of lost it a little bit because the liquor stores were closed, and an hour later, her son and her daughter-in-law are packing up. They're leaving her house over the holidays. She needs forgiveness. Trina, sit tight. Let us talk to your son here for a couple of seconds. We'll help you iron this out.
Hello?
Hey, is this Eric?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5. Wanted to see how your holidays were. How was Christmas?
It was fine.
Any problems with maybe your mom? I guess you left early, is that?
Just happy to be over with the holiday, I guess. Happy to be out of there.
Was it the rum cake, Eric? Let's just cut to the chase.
Yeah, your mom had a specific rum that she wanted to use.
Rum cake? I don't think we had any cake. I don't think we had any rum cake.
Well, no, you didn't have cake. But that's not why you left? Why did you guys leave so abruptly?
I was just tired of being treated like a child.
Treated like a child? What do you mean?
When we got there, it was already like a bad vibe because it was dark outside.
Right.
And she was mad because it was dark outside because it's time for bed. So I have to put out like the milk and cookies. She asked me to do that. And
milk and cookies for Santa?
Yeah.
Do you have kids?
I do not have kids, no.
So you went to bed?
Yeah, but first, my bath.
You had to take a bath first.
She even left out a little bit of baby shampoo.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, no, so it doesn't sting my eyes, you know? It's the one I used when I was a kid.
What?
I think we need to bring your mom on, Eric. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Your mom was calling because she thought she upset you over the rum cake.
Well, it's the only shampoo that I use.
So you use, like, the Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo yourself?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So it that makes sense.
Nice.
But like bedtime, the milk and cookies, bath, like not a shower. Eric, is this an ongoing issue with your mom?
I mean, you know, we haven't seen each other in a minute because of the pandemic and everything. But yeah, I mean, I'm 32 years old.
Oh, but you're my baby boy. You always will be.
Tell them what you got me for Christmas.
Oh, you're
pajamas. Why?
You got pajamas for your son for Christmas?
What kind That's of pajamas? Nice.
Well, they were Spider-Man pajamas.
Spider-Man pajamas.
Did they have the footies in them, too?
The trap door.
The zippy.
I don't even know if they made them in that size. I don't know how you get them for a person
like that. Trina, were these like little boy Spider-Man pajamas? Or like, I know the new Spider-Man's out and it's real popular.
They're full-size adult Spider-Man pajamas. He loved them.
Okay,
Eric,
yes, when I was five, I loved Spider-Man. I'm not five.
Well, can you, Eric, forgive your mom for running you
off?
She just
needs to understand, you know, I'm a grown man.
Maybe if I had some grandkids.
Yeah, would do it.
You can try. Stop it.
I don't want to hear about that.
Wait, on the next episode of Forgive and Forget, we find out where babies come from.
Right.
This is all news to me. All the best, you guys. Eric, maybe you and your mom meet up at Chuck E. Cheese or something and you work this out, okay?
Thank you.
He always did love that Country Bear Jamboree.
Oh, my God.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Isn't that what the... Oh, man. Tomorrow on Forgive and Forget, Maggie feels terrible because she convinced her kid's teacher to get a divorce.
What?
I know kids and parents and teachers are very close now, but this might have crossed the line. Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning at 7.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Morning, Teresa Monroe.
Morning.
Hi, could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Hey, Kara, go get yourself a cup of coffee.
I'm out of here, Teresa. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, Kara's going to leave the studio. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. And by the way, we are brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Are you ready for your questions, Teresa?
I'm ready.
Question one, Jason Derulo's in hot water after he punched two guys in Las Vegas for calling him Usher. Vegas is known as what city?
Sin City.
Number two, a snowstorm in Virginia had drivers on I-95 stuck in their cars for 24 hours. True or false, it was 8 years ago this month, Snowmageddon blew through Metro Atlanta.
True.
Question three, Whoopi Goldberg said to be hosting The View this week from home after testing positive for COVID. In Whoopi's 1990 movie Ghost, who plays the ghost?
Patrick Swayze.
Number four, after appearing intoxicated on CNN's New Year's Eve special, the network says Andy Cohen will return next year. Andy's currently hosting a show on what network?
Bravo.
Number five, tonight's Powerball jackpot is over $600 million. 44 U.S. states participate in the Powerball. Can you name one of the six that do not?
Iowa.
Bring Kara back in.
All right, Teresa and Monroe, you did fantastic this morning. And I'm curious, Teresa, that brewery on Lumpkin Street, is that open yet, Monroe?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We got to get over there.
Kara's back in, ready for the same questions. Number one, Jason Derulo's in hot water after he punched two guys in Vegas for kind of mistaking him for Usher on purpose. They were being jerks. Mm-hmm. They got what they had coming, but he's still probably going to get in trouble. Vegas is known as what city?
Sin City.
All right, Teresa didn't say Paradise City. She got it right, 1-1.
Number two, a snowstorm in Virginia had drivers on I-95 stuck in their cars for 24 hours. Sound familiar, Kara?
Yep.
True or false, it was 8 years ago this month, Snowmageddon blew through Metro Atlanta. She's doing some math.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, Sethere. That's the right answer. It is true. It's 2-2.
The Connecticut cocaine. Number three, Whoopi Goldberg's going to be hosting The View from home this week. She tested positive for COVID. In her 1990 movie, Ghost, who plays the ghost?
Patrick Swayze.
And that's what Teresa said. It's 3-3.
Question four, after appearing drunk on CNN's New Year's Eve special, the network says that Andy Cohen will return next year. Andy currently hosts shows on what network?
Bravo.
And as what Teresa said as well, we're knotted up at four.
Number five, tonight's Powerball jackpot's over $600 million. 44 U.S. states participate in Powerball. Can you name one of the six that do not?
I think Alabama, because a bunch of people come over here to buy those tickets.
Mississippi, Nevada, Utah, Hawaii, Alaska, and Alabama. Kara got it right.
Nevada?
Nevada.
Of
well,
all
yeah, because,
places.
Well, they don't want any. They want their money going to the casinos, not the Powerball. Teresa said Iowa, so she's wrong. But we had a good game this morning. Final score of 5-4. Teresa and Monroe, are you smarter than Kara?
Not today.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,185 wins and 38 losses.
Ooh. Sorry, Teresa.
No problem.
No cash, but you do get tickets to go see The 355. It's a new movie with Jessica Chastain and Penelope Cruz in theaters on January 7th.
Awesome.
Yeah. We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35 on B98.5.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.